Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto-tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Yeah, what's poppin'? It's your boy Bangin' Smurf, and I'm now coolin' with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. You already know what it is, man. Bangin' Smurf, coach time. Let's go. Salute. Feed the wolves.
PPP, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It looked like we're having.
Yeah, what's poppin'? It's your boy
DJ Scratch. You done had the delivery.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the Six Man bringing the sound of adult contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto-tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you
better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man, yeah.
Yes, sir, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. We're having technical difficulties up in here this Saturday evening, but you know we still going to get it in for y'all. Let's get in the bus, then Raekwon.
DJ Scratch, you had the delivery man bring the milk, nigga?
Yo,
I feel like the conglomerate is getting so much stronger. So much fucking stronger.
Sound like American Gangsta theme music.
Bust a bust, nigga.
Yo. I know you niggas miss me. I've been in the crib sipping imported whiskey. Now quiet, nigga, I ain't hearing you. Enjoying you making a fool out of yourself in my home theater, nigga. That more the mayor. When I get hungry, you find another target, nigga. The situation is scarier. Back on my bullshit, nigga. Just a little like I'm back on the corner with a bundle hustle of nickels. Valuable pronunciation. Cause I am the nicest. Gotta spend coke prices fluctuating. Most of you are pathetic. Abnormal, rare species. Nigga, pizza, irregular genetics. Lyrical calisthenics. So profound and locking many towns. Detrimental, now give me my credit. This is the raw uncut. Ain't no need to edit. Cause if there's an issue, nigga, too late. I already said it.
Bullets are hanging, niggas looking foreign. Shots flying at the figure, niggas like some kind of Agent Orange.
My finger left you like you in a harness. Coming through the building, milking your creamy nickname, a nigga porridge.
Yo, the situation gets more dangerous as you're hearing the sound get quiet. So when you're finding yourself falling into a slow sleep, nigga, and everything is getting sellish. Better learn how to dodge bullets, cause you're coming with an arsenal closet worse than Tony, nigga. And if my bullet whips past, he'd bubble your skin. The next one got your name on it for me,
rocking
nigga.
Rocking the reptile leather at the dice game in the rain. Quarterback and my daughter holding my hat. Throw the dice, honey, I'm not influencing her. But she know what dad get down in the street. He used to doing stuff, fly fabric always. The hallways is four ways to get in. The lobby and the portage, he's in for my money like them whiteys. But still stand over the stove. We in the projects with the krills living grown. I'm a tax for your hater. A true sprayer, run up in the building, makeup on, wearing kilts, rocking avias. Tech on my neck, homie, I'm starving. Only know leg shots is weak, head shots is charming. M5 color, cocoa butter, that's wifey's. I bought it to the baby shower with the icies. I'm a fisher, a shark swimming nigga with his fists up. You see the sprinkles on the dashboard, it's official. Your rap is just degrading. Niggas stay away from the hill, we get real in here. You all contaminated, yeah, your niggas is pussy. Watch the Matrix, decapitate the A-heads. Roll out a stolen car in front of Macy's.
Yo, the situation gets more dangerous as you're hearing the sound get quiet. So when you're finding yourself falling into a slow sleep, nigga, and everything is getting silent. Better learn how to dodge bullets, cause you're coming with an arsenal closet worse than Tony, nigga. And if my bullet whips past, he'd bubble your skin. The next one got your name on it for me, nigga.
Better stop buying in the rations. Multiplied and divide in the fractions. got opportunities to go global. Heard it click and switch the chip in the mobile. Shake the fans off my coattail. Tell a little homie who the people are remote sell.
Now that's all. Shot like this, dude, I never miss.
Listen. A lot of whack niggas rapping now and I know why. One call more pop, so the rest wanna go try. All praises due to a law, no bow tie. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hills in the crib, so aspen. No acting, old King Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slate master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, motherfucker, I might hurl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, don't fuck about nobody, I hold shotties. Upstate New York is where my throw bodies. Body. Sean Grimy, nigga, rape you, make you sing it again. Ron Isley, nigga, now that's hard. Fuck out of here. I remember when the bars was hard. Now rap cats play guitar, singing songs with broads. Video fixing, follow the stars. Says you wanna be a Barbie doll, Nicki Minaj. What's happening now? No, we run the Ross. When you hear that clap of sound, won't be no applause. I don't see with bodyguards, but my body is God. Body everybody, that's me, squad. Bottom line is my signature. You're miniature, you're a caricature. I don't listen to y'all, rapper listen to Sean. Pete told me fuck rap and get the missiles and bombs. Don't get involved with niggas ripping his songs. I don't battle rap, I rat a tat in middle of war. Strike the boss, cover the scars. General Stonewall, Cold War, cover the palm. And that's hard, that's hard.
Kill 'em all, Odd Future Wolf Gang. Kidnap a vampire and drain all his fucking veins. Wolf Grey Jordans uses intestines for the strings. Snatch up Rihanna and throw in front of a fucking train. And sniff a fucking unemployment line of cocaine. Tie Lil B up to a full tank of propane. Swag, now watch him cook. And just stand there and look. Have a bonfire with old Harry Potter books. Martians versus goblins, goons versus the crooks. And since me and Toon had Viacom shook, I should've got a real ass pirate to do the hook. Maybe Jack Sparrow, maybe Peter Pan's nemesis. My power limitless, like Blanco on Sega Genesis. Superhero, mad that Marvel overlooked me, cause Spider-Man and Hulk.
Straight
bitch,
push.
I'm a motherfucking mouse.
Goddamn goblin.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse.
I'm a goddamn god.
Yeah, no. Motherfucking mouse.
Goddamn god.
We are not the same. I am a mouse.
A year ago, I was poor somewhat. Now my future's brighter than Christopher's new haircut. Bruno Mars is still sucking dick and fucking male butts in the same closet that Tyler Perry gets clothes from. I suck, where the fucking ring pops? You got a better chance of getting a copy of Detox. Wolf Gang, we rock, crack, rock. And that shit was expected like Jason whenever he named drops.
Fuck you, Tyler.
Jesus, motherfucking Teresa. This nigga gang got Wolf Haley for this feature. My team is running shit like we have full cleated D. Is getting chased by the police on a cool bread cheetah. Bishop Eddie caught me trying to escape. Bag full of dragon and Nicki Minaj mixtape. Dragging all you fags to the back of the log cabin. Fall back like LeBron's hairline.
Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse.
You lost.
Goddamn club.
Yeah. I'm a motherfucking mouse.
Mr. Goddamn club.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm a motherfucking mouse.
I'm a goddamn club.
Yeah, no. Motherfucking
mouse. Goddamn God.
We are not the same, I am a Mars.
Chuck, fuck with
I do, cause Lil Tunchi always blessed me.
I do.
He
kill me on my own track. So what? Not you. Fuck you. I spit like I had kids with Erykah Badu. I fucked her on the day of that naked video shoot. I was sucking that pussy like it was wonton soup. Then I hit LeBron mom and Bron Bron's coupe with Delonte West tape, and we had bonbons too. And Cleveland cheerleaders, they had pom poms too. So I smacked them bitches wearing Bishop Don Juan's suit.
Where was Snoop?
I don't know. Probably doing what the Crips do. But when I'm with my uncle, fuck it. Then I'm a Crip too. And I will Crip Weezy, Crip Jones, and Crip you. Now I'm the dog father walking with a shih tzu. Mad that DC Comics overlooked me. Cause Captain America's tripped.
Big Sherman, what the fuck am I?
Pay attention, man. This that 50 Cent bitch. This is Jay-Z, man. Classic. Radio.
Gotta bring it back one more time for y'all, man.
Home of the
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co host Nick Dean. Michelle, what up, Nick?
What's going on, Speed?
Chilling, man.
Saturday.
Yo, yeah, man. Yo, we had wild technical difficulties in the beginning, man.
Yeah, man. What was going on? Tag on it, technology, damn you.
Yeah, it was the Matrix, man. The Matrix was in there bugging out. But we are back, man. We got a great show for y'all tonight. You know, we got Queensbridge representative. So he was down with CNN. He was also down with 25 to Life, the crew that had Capone Noriega and Tragedy Gaddafi in it. We got Imam Thug in the building tonight.
That's
really big. I've been a big fan of his for a long time. He's on the check-in. Also, we got Ciari the Kid. He got a real big buzz. He been running with Slim Duncan for a while. You know, rest in peace, Slim Duncan. You know, so he's on the check-in tonight as well.
That's right.
And then we got me and you.
That's right. You never fail with that.
Yeah, man.
We never fail with that. It's been almost 2 weeks since the storm. Yeah. Still some people out there without power.
Yeah.
Kind of messed up. A lot of people been displaced. Be surprised how many people have been displaced. You know? By the storm. You know, of course, it's going to die down and you hear about it, you know, later on. And special stories, special reports, but just want to, you know, say if you can volunteer out there, guys, in New York, do your best and give what you can, because there's a lot of people out there that lost their homes, basically.
Yeah, you know? Man, they don't have, and it's crazy because, you know, being from New York and being in that area, you don't think that could happen because it's not anything that is historically something that we deal with in New York, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know. Wow.
And it's bad. It's really bad. Like, I can't even believe, like, there's some people that still don't have power in the Far Rockaways and, you know, just people that just don't have anything at all from the storm. And, you know, it may not be as big as, let's say, in New Orleans where, you know, you're thinking everything is okay because the power's back on. But, yeah, there's still people that need food and coats and like, you know, just toothpaste, things like that, you know? So it's really crazy. But, you know, I'm not going to, like, depress people, but just know that you can volunteer and you can give coats and food and, you know, even, like, canned goods, whatever you can, cleaning stuff, rubber gloves, all that kind of stuff, you know? They need all of that. So, you know, do your best and, you know, our prayers and goodwill go out to everybody that's been displaced. I'm definitely going to be volunteering in a couple of weeks in Far Rockaway. That got hit pretty hard out here. Can you believe I'm saying that?
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah, I'm saying people in Far Rockaway pretty messed up right now, and that's just Queens. So, anyway, other things happening in the news, Seed.
What happened?
One of our guests that was on our show, big shout out to Talib Kweli, has decided to push back his album Prisoner of Consciousness a few months, because he's dismantling Blacksmith Records.
He's doing what? Wait, hold on. Wait. Talib Kweli pushed back his album.
That's right.
Because
Prisoner of Consciousness.
You're right.
He is dismantling his label, Blacksmith Records.
Did they say why?
They didn't explain why. Now, he was on Power 105 giving this interview, and he said that he's actually started a new label, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but it looks like Jovody Media, which is his new label, and that's where he's going to release all future projects, you know? He's still with his manager, Corey Smith, but I didn't see them mention, you know, what's up with the other people on the label, you know, like Shawn Marchetti. And Jean Grey, you know, I'm sure everybody's going to be all right. Yeah, I know Jean's going to be all right, but, you know, I was like, well. What does this mean?
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. I was always curious about that label. You know why? Because Blacksmith is Corey's last name.
Right.
So, like, is it Talib's label or is it their label? I always found that really strange, but regardless of whatever, they're still together as a management and, you know, artist team, and he's still working with Talib, so I'm not sure, like, what else is going on there.
Right.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, very. Well, shout out to Kweli, man. God bless, man. Do your thing, bro. You know. Yeah, no.
So what we're gonna do, we're gonna set the path for Imam Thug. Imam Thug's gonna be on the check in a second.
All right.
So what we're gonna do, we're gonna get into some of that classic CNN 252 material that he was involved with, you know, and we're gonna set the tone for him, you know, Six Man Radio, yep. Along with Dr. Temporary Hip Hop. That growing the sex that R&B is true love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C with Nadine Michelle and Imam Thug is on the way, man.
Coming up.
Going down. We're going to set it off with Capone Noriega featuring Imam Thug and Busta Rhymes, Driver's Seat, off that wall before.
Yeah. Rest in peace, son. In the room in this game for everybody, you know. But we gonna do our thing, baby. We gonna do our thing.
Yo, Imam Thug, something stunning. Rap, you done it. I'm on drink, we Jamaica, Brooklyn be stunning. Old villains are, we all grow with this bubble. I recognize life is a deal, causing the shuffle. Everything revolves around me. I couldn't see that. 25 life for hip hop. We got the feedback. Believe that. More than grand stacks up in the cheese stack. We roll back. One more trip, we get that all back. It keeps this world high, yearly boys to top. These fucking tracks have a nigga feeling wide inside. Any bottom tip, high, smoke a line to ride. It's on you, if you wanna take heed to hidden treasure. It's recognize the scheme on thought with Noriega. Recognize that 2-5 shine will last forever. Embedded in your mind like it seems in bottle leathers. Bottle leathers, check it out, yo. I keep it real.
Off the East Coast shit. I keep it real with a bitch to keep. Sometimes, yeah. When all alone,
for shit.
Yeah, yo, yeah, politically aware for all the DJs out there. Except for Greg G, SNS, God, what? Gaddafi, officially, next life, all the DJs, Young Paradise, yo, put this in your set, get the thug on, word up, alright? The new joint coming through, Gaddafi, Imam Thug.
You already know it's your girl, Young B, locking in the six-man radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. You heard? Stay tuned.
You are now listening to six-man radio. You are now listening. Contemporary hip hop
in R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, C?
Well, I lost you for a second. What happened?
I don't know. I heard a pause, you know. But here I am. With our special guest.
All right. On the line, we got special guests, for real, for real. I remember listening to Stretch and Bob. Remember Stretch and Bob? Thursday night, KCR. I remember hearing this joint. It was called Illuminati, right? And it was crazy because Stretch kept bringing it back.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, shit, it's crazy. It was tragedy. I already knew who tragedy Gaddafi was, but it was this other dude on there. I was like, yo, who the hell is this nigga? He's on the line right now. He mobbed up. What's up?
Yo.
Yeah, good, and then... It's a pleasure to have you, brother.
Thanks for having me. Well, I appreciate it.
Man, the other record that really put the nail in the coffin was the Driver's Seat record on the War Report. Everybody out there that got the War Report, you know what I'm talking about, Driver's Seat.
Yep, that was hard, man. We had fun with that album. Well, hell yeah.
Man.
I remember every record of that album, every session of that album.
Word up, my dude! I probably listen to that at least two times a week. That's my word. Word up.
That's that therapy. That War Report, man. That's that classic. Yeah, man.
You
know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
that family tree right there.
Mm-hmm. It's serious. So. Let's take it from the beginning. You from the bridge, you know.
No question.
And the bridge, they spawned a lot of really dope artists, man. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, so you know I already, you know, I'm like, okay, Brooklyn, we hold it down. But a lot of people, they don't really give the bridge. They just do. I mean, come on, man. Y'all had Shan. Mm-hmm. Y'all had Nas.
Yeah.
Molly. You know, just incredible talent, Craig. Everything came out of Mobb Deep, all of that. And yourself. Yeah. You know. What was it like there? Was it cyphers all the time? What was it? Everybody just had what's
a cyphers? I think it was just the lifestyle, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Our lifestyle was similar to everybody else's, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't know, man. The bridge is just—it's a different energy, man. And growing up in Queensbridge, man, you know, it's just what we do. We come up with our own slang, you know, that thug lingo. That's all Queensbridge flavor, man. And that's what niggas bring it to the table. We adopt niggas too. You know what I'm saying? We adopt Prodigy. We adopt a lot of niggas that's really not from Queensbridge, but they rep the hood. And, you know, they do a good job with that. We let them live with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny you brought up P. You said to me. You said before. I want to put the disclaimer. You said you open to all questions.
Whatever question you got, we can do it. It ain't that.
All right. All right. With the drama that's going on right now with Mobb Deep, you know, as not only just a hip hop fan, I'm a Mobb Deep fan, brother. So
yo, they put out some real fucking official material, man. It's like fantastic.
Good. Yo, say it ain't so though. Say it ain't so. You know, is it really what we hearing, yo?
Right.
Is it
true? I'm
saying, be more specific. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. What happened? The first thing that happened was, has some tweets coming from his Twitter saying P was gay. He was sent writing letters, love letters to dudes in jail. You know, and then got on High 97 and said he lost his phone, but then later recanted that and said that it was real. I seen it in
right.
And he said Mobb Deep is no longer indefinitely. You know, and then
You know what? To be honest with you, son, you know, I wasn't in the joint with son, so I can't even say I would hate to put that on the nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, I've been up north before, like a couple of times, so you know. I don't see a lot of weird shit from dude.
Right.
That you wouldn't expect it from, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he did anything. I'm just saying I don't see all kind of shit going down in the joint. So
yeah.
You know, and I've been in all of the rough spots, like that's always been my shit. Like they don't put me in nothing, I can just chill. It'd be all kind of drama and all kind of shit going on, and so I don't see no kind of shit, man. And you just don't know. If you're not there big with a nigga, like, I don't know. And I said, reliable source came to me and looked me in my eyes and was like, yo, son, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm saying. He wasn't there.
Right.
So it's like,
I don't know.
No proof has still materialized.
Right, but I don't know what kind of source he got. If he got a source, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a nigga came to him and like, yo, I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So A9. So the streets ain't even talking about it. So good. I saw the interview recently, and it tripped me out, bro. You know what I'm saying? That he actually said, yo, it's no more. We are no more. And then you know Ferg Brim coming out and Ferg Brim talking about it, doing interviews. So you know it was just interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, it be shit going on, you know, so everything going on, man, and it be what it be, man. At the end of the day, it be what it be, man, and you never really know unless you really know, you know what I'm saying? Really, you know, what it is. But, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that should be speculation, and, you know, it's just hip-hop, and it get crazy, and dudes be acting up, and it get wild. Like, you know, it can get out of control.
Who's your favorite MC out of the bridge? Hands down. Besides yourself. Yeah.
I got a lot of favorites in the bridge, man.
Nah. Just one though. One. Out of the bridge. Out of the bridge. Repping the bridge.
I gotta say Nas. I think Nas he made the strongest impact, and he's like the best right now. Like no one has come up lyrically, you know what I'm saying, the way he has. From the projects,
right.
But there's a lot of talent in the projects. There's no question about it, kids. Like, there's still like a ton of talent out there right now. That is what you're really gonna hear too. Well, that's for sure. You're gonna hear them too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to know you and Tragedy have formed a group, Iron Sheik. You know,
fire, and
you guys, you know, had some fire with that. With your first single, True Confessions, and you know, you've been doing a lot of things, but I haven't. I know you like recently put out a mixtape and everything like that. I mean, out of the things you've been doing, I mean, we know what got you hot with the CNN, with the driver's seat and everything like that. But what is going on with you now? Like, are you still working with Tragedy? Like, what's going on with that, those projects,
well,
and your projects as well?
Well, the thing with Tragedy is that, well, me and Tragedy is always, we always good people. That's my brother. And he actually called me to do something for him, man, over this A-Rab Music production. That's real crazy, by the way. So, you know, I really set the tone on that record, and he got a banger, man. And he's really good with that record right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's good. You know what I'm saying? And the album I'm working on right now, I'm actually working on an album and a mixtape that I'm being closed in on right now. It's, the album is called Thug Made Off, and the mixtape, you know what I'm saying, is like basically the mixtape 2.0. But you know, this Thug Made Off album is basically, you know, like a real well-rounded album, man, and just showing a lot of artistic flavor on it, man, because I'm like an artist. I like, you know, I like to be creative with music, so, you know, I'm really just going there with this shit, man, you know what I'm saying. You know, I got the girl, Angel, the space stunt and model from K-Slay's camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's on my first single called Twitches and shit, too. It's really, really, really hot, man. Well, produced by SGK,
Yeah, I always liked your beat selection. It was always on point. It had a certain quirkiness to it. Like, I always liked that. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of artists don't know that that's an art in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't just jump on every beat just because you like the beat. Like, the beat gotta be you. It gotta have character to it, you know? And
absolutely.
All of that popping, man. Like, you got a lot on your plate right now, brother.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, like, my camera team is on point, man, and, you know, my editors and everybody, man. Shout out to Lofty Films, man, Site TV, like, my man Flawless Phil, the whole entertainment camp, you know what I'm saying? Me and Nori was just on the text, right, but when you was hitting me, like, you on in 8 minutes, son, like, me and Nori was on the text back and forth, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit like that. I'm gonna probably go check him tomorrow if he's still in town, you know, so...
Yeah. Yo, who did the Illuminati beat?
My man G Money did that beat, man. He did the Illuminati, he did the True Professions beat and stuff like that. Yeah, he's real talented, man. Yep.
Yeah, I can't find that instrumental nowhere.
man.
So the True Professions. The True Professions is definitely out there. Yeah, man. Hey,
yep, I got some hot with Alchemist too. I did a he called me to do a hot hook for him, man, and I kind of blessed him with a nice hot chorus, man, for a group of MCs he's working with. You know, it's real crazy, you know, on his project that he's coming out with.
Yeah,
yeah, we got a lot of flavor, man. Like, oh man, it's a lot, man. So we just kind of just let him have it right now with this Twitches record and let that rotate. We're going, you know, we got the Reganella joint and tons of records went on this album.
Yeah,
I was just going to ask you, like, what can we expect from this album? Like, what kind of, are there certain artists that you're featuring on this album, and who are some of the producers that you're working with?
Well, I got a lot of producers that I'm working with also from the camp, too, but I got some new producers like Level 13, you know, we about to turn it up so much on this project. I'm just, I can't even begin to tell you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just keeping it in one place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got music that are going to take you different places in the world. And, you know, it's going to be dope, man. How we do it, it's like walking that fine line, just thugging it, man. You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is Thug Made Up. This is where we get it all right here.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to make music that reflect that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even the street shit, even all the banging, hard, crazy shit is just real, like, crazy anthem, like, you know, how we do it, you know, like the Thug Planets and, you know, all kind of records like that.
Yeah, that's my,
you know? Yeah. Nori called me for that too. You know, I really need a hot chorus for this, Emo. I'm telling you. This is hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Go,
we went to the studio. Me and Nori
played
that.
Play that. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to definitely play that. But, Joe, before we let you get up out of here, we ask all our guests the same three questions, everybody. Your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time.
All right, my top three MCs of all time would have to be Biggie.
Right.
This is rough, man. This is fast. But I gotta say Biggie, Pop, and Nas. Even though Jay-Z should be in there, you know what I'm saying? But you know, that's my top three.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I love Hope, though. You know what?
Right.
And the top three groups?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first one definitely would be Capone Noriega. The second one would be like EPMD. I always love EPMD.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the third one would be the Mob.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
And the top three producers of all time.
Top three producers of all time. Damn. You gotta say Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what I'm saying? That's automatic. I would love to say, I would love to say DJ Premier.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I love Premier. You know what I'm saying? Producers of all time, that's a big one right there, too. You hip hop producers, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna be real careful about this one, man. I gotta say Jermaine Dupri.
All right.
I think Jermaine Dupri, you know what I'm saying, he comes through real heavy. With big records like Mariah Carey and, you know, different kind of big records. Like,
yeah.
That's real cool.
Yeah.
And artists that can jump on records like that and kill those, come in and out, you know, go in and out on those type of records and make them real hot. That's good music.
Yeah. Throw it up.
Yeah.
That's a damn good list. Yeah, and you know what? You probably the first one that got through that quick too.
Yeah.
For real.
I'll be into my music, man.
Yeah. I see.
I'm always into music, thinking about shit that gotta be done. Everything's always in motion and texting and emails and shit be flying through. So you're always in the mix.
Yeah, that's right. God bless. Word up. Yo, thank you for coming on, bro. Thanks for taking time out, calling up Six Man Radio. You got a home here all the time. You heard?
Definitely.
I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all support that new record, Twitches, with me and Angel. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get into that. We're going to
blow
with that. I'll throw that on.
Yeah, follow me on, you know what I'm saying, Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Thug Made Off.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Man, all that MADEOFF. Follow me on Twitter at Imam Thug. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace and love, y'all. What?
Thank you so much.
Peace.
Supposed to rock. Hey yo, big loads of fish gal, guns from Israel, dude named Ishmael, told me that it's shit down. Good coke Korean, carb European, Bosnia, Somalia, places that we be in. CNN, Imam, BZ, Mussolini, the war report too, just a camouflage CD. Syria, Liberia, your interior, inferior, filthy bacteria, queen shit, I rep that, so expect that. If I ain't got a Yankee, then I probably got a Met act. Laundromat trap, let the tech clap, respect that. Bleeding from your back to your head, I call you wet back. Cigarette face with the ass your elbow. They ain't find his body, they found his shell dough. They ain't find his body, they found the nigga's skull. His damn DNA was all over the bar. The
R&B, CNN.
Nobody do it like we do it, you know what I'm saying? Straight cheese, nigga. Cheese up, nigga. Infamous Mob Deep, nigga. I know what time it is, man. We clip up over here, nigga.
What's your name, fool?
Capital P, Bandana P, VIP, MVP, RSVP, or RIP, VSOP, ASAP. PCP, P get PC with the hoes. First they gotta come bless me. I'm heaven's gift, heavy on the wrist, heavier on the waist. Memorize what I say, so when this shit goes down, you won't be surprised how this shit turns out. I'm a gangster, you try my hand and get cut in half by the rap with the AK gun. I'm a menace, a millionaire rich and I'm ruthless. You got plans of getting that P? Don't do it, I'm a terror. White people call me black hearted nigga. My baby mom's left me cause she couldn't put up with my foul attitude. I'm so fucked up and I love it. It got me to where I'm at, done. If I had it to do over, I wouldn't change a thing. I would still shoot that world and his mom for that chain. I would still get cut and would still catch a fade by the older dubs around the way.
What?
I would still get cut and would still catch a fade by the older dubs around the way.
What's your name, fool?
Capital P, Bandana P, VIP, MVP, RSVP, RIP, VSOP, ASAP, and
HAVH, get PC with your hoes. First, they gotta come bless me. I'm heaven's gifts, heavy on the wrist, heavy on the waist. Memorize what I say.
Cool. Take a seat, Don. Step aside. Fuck my castle. Where we from, Don?
Feel my gap blow.
That go.
Feel my gap blow.
That go.
Feel my gap blow.
That go.
Feel my gap blow.
Rocket face form. Song bring down the forum to date niggas and relate toward them. Sex marvel, infamous cut and soul parcel. Ship a box to your local rag repository, mind twirler. My discourse to throw a nigga further. Off balance, expose your true colors. You ain't thugged out. I damn near fell out. Hearing y'all niggas run at the mouth.
Yeah.
Running at the mouth, no, no. Put it back and replay. Slow mo, rolling for Dolo. Crack shit like a 9-8 brand new whip. Flash shit like ice from Diamond District. Top biscuits, live and dangerous. The rich shit. Son, you heard? Are you listening? Then stop bitching. Cause we gun paid. Put me down, get made. Get bent and sell. Soft shit, get laid.
Did that go? Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Did that go?
Did that go?
Feel my gap blow.
Even with your dick or with the fifth, I spit flames at him quicker than I'll forgive. Put your life on it, mob niggas only shit. Down for the cause, respect the IMD and take a L. Respect my QB reps and not yours, yo. Move them niggas aside and take force, son. You can't hold us, security can't control us. Coming out the venue, toe up.
What? On your chip, push risk, invest shit. If I wreck shit, cop the next shit to make it right on red. Handle business, do shit, confuse the feds. Never lose my head, push your wig instead. Rapanoid on my side, so that's extra red. Fuck
market. I'm sightseeing, yo, it's kin to be fed. Little thun thuns got me going hard for the lump sum. Fight the hand to feed you, and I'll let you know how we do.
Did that go? Feel my gas low.
Drop it
when I'm ready to drop it. Remember you said it? I'm going to drop it when I'm ready to drop it. So it looks like you just dropped on the 9th or was dropping on the 20th. Something like that. I see him posting it left and right. So shout out to Crazy Tracy of Dr. Sex. He's still doing his thing, still touring, still ripping up stages.
Doing
his thing. Exactly.
So you know what we're going to do, man?
Let me see.
You know what? Let's set up for Sayari. You know, I want y'all to, if y'all ain't familiar with him as an artist, I'm gonna need for y'all to get familiar with him as an artist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play a couple of his joints. Yo, I'm impressed by homie, man. I see why it was crazy like that, man. You know. Like if y'all looking for that hip hop like niggas that's spitting, that's actually spitting, this is where you wanna go, man. You know. Like, I'll be the kid. Shout to him. Shout to Connie, too. You know, Connie, my homegirl Connie, she put me on to him. You know, so shout to her. You know, shout to YK, his manager. You know, good dude. Real good dude.
Mm-hmm. You know, the name of his following, he's Arrogant Music. You know?
Yeah.
Producer, he's very talented. So, y'all definitely have to look out for him. You know, Sayari, the kid.
Absolutely. So, what we gonna do? We gonna get it to a couple of his joints, man. I wanna get into this one. It was one that shit had me crying. Y'all gotta hear this. It's real shit. It's hilarious. And then, you know, it shows the humorous side. And then we're going to get into a couple joints that show, you know, that the nigga really, really is serious. Ladies and gentlemen, Sayari the Kid. This is called You Ain't White.
Yeah. So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey? So what if you a actress, you ain't wifey? So what if you a model hoe, you ain't wifey? So what if you can swallow hoe, you ain't wifey? You ain't wifey, you ain't wifey. You're nothing but a bird, bitch, you ain't wifey. You ain't wifey, you ain't wifey. Fuck, what you heard, bitch, you ain't wifey. The fuck?
Hold on, ho.
Girl, ain't you got a nigga?
Yeah.
You a mother?
Check.
You a stripper?
Check.
You got Facebook, ain't got Twitter?
Okay.
And Instagram?
Whatever.
Then you hit my niggas, man. Bitch, I don't give a damn.
Stop.
Ain't on your grind and you on drugs, bitch, you ain't wifey. You ain't in line to hit the club, bitch, you ain't wifey.
Maisie.
Where the fuck your goddamn coochie get that smell from? Don't you ever ask a G to get your nails done. Just cause I said I love you don't mean you my main. I told you from the jump, bitch, I'm gonna do my thing. And if your breath bang, girl, we ain't locking lips. Nigga, how the fuck you take my hoe when I ain't got a bitch? So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey? So what if you a actress, you ain't wifey? So what if you a model hoe, you ain't wifey? So what if you can swallow hoe, you ain't wifey? Overweight, but you keep eating. Got a history of cheating. Had the nerve to spend the night knowing goddamn well you bleeding. No, God bless you when I'm sneezing. You a tragedy, ho. Ain't got no goddamn life. You watch reality shows. You steady texting and driving when your battery low. You holding grudges through the week. What you mad at me for? Okay, you like bitches. You dyke bitches make me sick. I only wife bitches that like niggas getting rich. But I don't like niggas. I like bitches on my dick. And even white bitches that like looking on my tit. I'm too independent. You can never leave my life. And if Wikey don't like you, bitch, you can never be my wife. Oh. So what if you a bad bitch, you ain't wifey?
So what if you an actress, gay wifey? So what if you a model hoe, gay wifey? So what if you could swallow hoe?
Hey yo, trap chill, I got this beat. Still yurtin'. The definition of definition, nigga. I don't think these niggas know who they truly are, or even wanna be. But I know me, nigga. Hey yo, Dunk, if you can hear this beat, send me a motherfucking email, nigga. I know Heaven got Wi-Fi. Got some shit I want you to hop on, B. Pause. Yeah, I define definition. I rewind reminiscing to a time when my mind had a vision. It's divine intervention on a mission with grind and ambition. I can no longer hide what I'm living. I define definition. I rewind reminiscing to a time when my mind had a vision. It's divine intervention on a mission with grind and ambition. I can no longer hide what I'm living. It's fucked up, I see hate in my own sister. I'm racing alone, don't even hang with my own niggas. I ain't changed for the money, I changed cause I'm grown, nigga. And I ain't pointing the finger, I'm blaming my own mirror. We ain't speaking on rap, it's much deeper than that. Ain't nothing deeper than facts. And I never did leave, but I'm back. And I never do need what I lack. I use women to feed my pride. Took off them Ray-Bans, I want niggas to see my eyes. Look at me, look at me, nigga, look at me. I went from grinding to good music. I'm Pusha T, where I'm at, fam. Out here making movies with Pac-Man. Still seeing through these niggas like a cat scan. Pause, no cat hands, I'm a black man. I'm that nigga that found Brenda's baby in a trash can. I say the last dance for the industry. I remember when I said they gon' remember me. I remember when they said I wasn't in the league. Now they screaming time out cause I'm in the league. Intrigued, hot cold at the December breeze. Takes a man to wish success on his enemies. Niggas too busy beefing, subtweeting. I feel like the Red Cross. I done seen enough bleeding. And I wish Brady Hospital kept my nigga Dunk breathing. But they didn't. So I guess it's I don't give a fuck season. I don't give a fuck about helping teams. I ain't coaching. I don't give a fuck about this election. I ain't voting. Knowing it's all new to you. I went to church 4 times last year. What's crazy is it was all funerals. I ain't one of these niggas living with mad vices. I'm a ride, give a fuck about them gas prices. Stupid hard bars like I pass frightened. You niggas want the kid, better ask nicer. I smile cause I learned you lose control when you mad. Laughing at all my exes like, do you know what you had, bitch? They telling me second place is the first loser. But God first, you lucky if you the third. Who defines definition? I rewind reminiscing to a time when my mind had a vision. It's divine intervention on a mission with grind and ambition. I can no longer hide what I'm living. I define definition. I rewind reminiscing to a time when my mind had a vision. It's divine intervention on a mission with grind and ambition. I can no longer hide. Now how can I say this without offending you? Yeah, I do this to motivate the ones who can relate to sitting at dinner tables having nothing on the plate. The souls of the rose that grows in the concrete. The globe's getting cold, we froze within arm's reach. They're selling you a dream that can never stand the cause. You're spending money on bad habits you can't afford. You see it's nothing wrong with a vice. But once you support it and can't pay your rent, phone bill late, loans overdue, court dates pending, something's wrong with your life, right? Hold up, I don't think y'all listening. The same bullshit y'all take, y'all giving them. Lead by example, raise y'all dividends. The way y'all living is limited, isn't it? You lack longevity, no one will remember it. You should be sentenced for telling lies in your sentences. Try to be different with some emphasis. This ain't hip-hop, now. Y'all done abused that, y'all don't do that. This ain't hip-hop, no way. Cause I don't hear nothing I can feel no more. This ain't hip-hop, now. That's that new rap, we ain't approved that. This ain't hip-hop, no way. Cause these niggas don't keep it real no more.
This is truth in cursive, proof of purchase with lucid verses. You fools are worthless. Now I know that time is money, but I'm worth it. This a new me, don't you mix me with my first shit. I never said I was perfect, but I've been categorized that I can murk shit. Said I'm a G, don't sign me up on that herb list. So real, deaf people screaming they heard this. Yeah, don't feel me, the black Malcolm X. I know you thinking he's already black, but see I'm thinking he already back. Nothing but demon songs, everything you teach is wrong. You lack soul like the bottom of your sneakers gone. See I was raised right, be your mom's. This time is short haired like me alone. I'm noticing everything changing where the love went. Cause nothing you saying has substance, this ain't hip hop. Now, y'all don't abuse that, y'all don't do that. This ain't hip hop, no way. I don't hear nothing I can feel no more. This ain't hip hop. Nah, that's that new rap. We ain't approved that. This ain't hip hop. No way. Cause these niggas don't keep it real. No.
You are now listening to the Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio,
the home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. Your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas K. Yo, tonight, what I want to do, I want to, the A already know what it is. They already know what it is down there, and I want everybody to know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to Sayari the Kid. What's good, Sai?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, man, what's goody? Yo, I've been seeing you, bro. And I'm impressed, man. I like the movement. I like what's going on. What's the whole bum sauce thing about? Because I remember I was seeing that a lot. The hashtag bum sauce.
I really just on a basketball court. We was playing. If somebody was really, if they wasn't nice, we was calling them bum sauce. We was calling them bum sauce. Everybody at the gym started saying it.
The way
I do my music is, and like whatever I'm living on, I put it all on the beat. You know, so like exactly who I am. So I put it on the joint. I call one of my mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Bum Sauce. Next thing you know, people start, and I saw the pound like trending it, like pound sounding it. Now I got people in like all 50 states just saying it. You know, back to back. So you know, it's out there. So now I got a little clothing company. They did a little design for it, a little clothes company named Bliss. So we're really about to get out there and brand it. I'm trying to get it in the dictionary, man. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, man. Yeah, that's what it is. Yo, you just said mixtape. I was tripping because I was looking at the bio. It said you had the best of the kids, right?
Yeah.
Two parts.
Yeah.
How many records was combined in that?
Oh, we just put like, it was 50 on each. That's 100. So, I mean, I'm about to drop another two with another 100 verses. So,
good Lord.
You know.
Oh, it was just, they was whole records or it was just verses?
Nah, I mean, some of them was, they was mostly just verses, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Most of it was verses. It wasn't all records, but just like different things where I did features with people or freestyles over another person's beat. I just like to keep feeding my fans while I'm working on my projects because a verse ain't nothing, you know, eat those.
Yeah. The work ethic is crazy. Now I want to take it back a little bit. You taught yourself how to produce.
Correct.
That alone is kind of crazy. What was the reason behind that? Was it because sometimes it's difficult. I'm an MC myself. Sometimes it's difficult to keep up with the producers sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, they over here, they might be busy. They doing this. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, did it get to that point where you was like, fuck it, I'm just going to make my own beat?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened because, you know, back when I started making beats, I was about, I'm going to say, I'm 26 now. I was about 20, 21 maybe. But there wasn't no Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not even before MySpace really was popping like that. And even with that, like, it was hard for me to get producers to give me something exclusive, and I'm not really into asking for freebies, because at the time I was hurting. So I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and figure out how to do it myself. You know, and so just locked myself in the room. I'm at my mom's crib at the time, just banging through their wall, banging through my room wall, shit falling off the table, rattling, you know what I'm saying? I'm just practicing on my MPC and my little keyboard, so I got it right. You know, I ain't gonna find me about 300 whack beats in a row before people out in the public was like, all right, let me get one, and then, you know, it started to buzz off a little bit, so, you know, it worked out for the better.
But I mean, it did more than buzz off, though, brother. Like, behind Michael Cox,
definitely
took you under the wing, and that's big, like Grammy Award winning. You know what I'm saying? Brian Michael Cox, that's crazy. How did that even, what was it that the project was just that the beat, did you have somebody pushing the beat and it got them to?
I did a mixtape, the first mixtape my team did, Eric Music, called The Movement. And I pretty much produced, I'm going to say, about 90% of the beats on there, if not all of them. And one of his cousins was a fan of the tape, and he played it for Brian, and Brian was like, you know, I ended up having a meeting with him, played him some more other exclusive beats, and then, you know, the deal went through there. It was pretty simple.
Yeah, you know? That's crazy. What's some of the stuff that you got placed in song, like, recently?
A lot of stuff, honestly, mixtape stuff, but I did the little Nico Television Love. I produced that.
Yeah.
I produced Twitter That with Slim Duncan and Gucci. We Here Now with Waka. Slim
rest
Duncan
in
and
peace,
all
Slim Duncan, too.
Yeah, of course. Rest in peace, Big Lil Homie, Slim Duncan. I produce for a lot of people, man, like a lot of things, but mostly on the street level, not really too many things on the album. Really, the most mainstream one I got so far, I would say, is Okay and with Lil Nico, that hit. MCV James on 106 and Park with DJ Khaled, so that was a real good look.
Yeah. I heard through the grapevine you and Slim Duncan was real tight. That was real.
Yeah, we were like brothers, man.
To the OG, man. You know. It's dope, because I always like to speak to artists that produce as well, because especially artists that, because I also saw that you was doing that you taught yourself how to use Pro Tools and all that. I always have respect for the artists that could actually sit there and record yourself, because for all y'all coming up listening, that's actually where the power is at, because all you got to do is pretty much invest in that shit. You don't got to pay the studio time, you don't got to do this, but everything's there, you just figure it out. I ain't gonna front, fam. I tried to do this shit one time. I got frustrated. You know what I'm saying?
Anything hard ain't worth having. Anything not hard ain't worth having anyway. So
yeah,
frustration.
Yeah.
When I get frustrated with something that I want to do, I smile, because it's like, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? Like, if it's something that I want to do and it frustrates me, I'm happy, because I'm like, all right, here goes another challenge, and that's me at my best. You know what I mean? So you really just got to go ahead and thug that out.
Absolutely. I think it was actually around the time where, you know, I had a lot of the material done. I just wanted to do the material. You feel me? Like, I ain't want to learn that shit at that time, and then the rough mixes ain't going to be right how I want it, and then, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm learning this. So, you know, and then I never went back to it. But I actually should. I think because it's power in that. Like, when you're on the road, you can record at any time. You could be on a tour bus. You got your laptop. You got your microphone. You could be in a hotel room. You could be anywhere, anywhere. You can go over to Shorty's house and just plug shit in. Like, what the fuck? Usually niggas come through, play Madden or something. You record it. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So that's dope, man. What about touring and shit like that?
I did a whole bunch of shows. Me and Dunk used to do a lot of shows. Like, we'd drop a little mixtape and go on a little run, do about, you know, 2-3 shows a month out of town, like the whole North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, some smallest cities in there, because a lot of them shits are so small. The clubs that they have aren't big enough to book artists too much. so they reach out to artists like us that are only charging, you know, $1,500, $2,500 plus travel, you know, two hotel rooms in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For a while we was doing that, but honestly, you know, it really slowed down since he died because, you know, he had a little bigger buzz than me.
Yeah.
Plus people always want the Brick Squad stamping, you know, so I ain't really been doing too many shows since he passed, man. I'm trying to pick it back up now, but I've been doing, of course, the features, still dropping mixtapes and, you know, just writing for a lot of people.
Yeah. Where you from?
I was born in the South Bronx, but I moved to I'm from the South Bronx. I moved to Atlanta when I was 9 and a half.
Yo, I want to thank you for calling in, though, fam. I want everybody to pay attention to Zyari the Kid. Like, real talk, like, it ain't even, y'all already know how we do over here, Six Man Radio. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open for them. Now, check it. Before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question. If your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, your top three producers of all time.
Top three artists, like rap artists, like dead or alive.
Yeah, dead or alive.
I'm gonna just do alive, just to give Biggie and Pac that respect.
Right.
I'm gonna just do alive. I'm gonna say of all time, I'm gonna say Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Eminem.
Yeah.
And just to pay homage to the youth, and I'm really supporting everything Kendrick Lamar is doing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and give the two veterans in the new rookie. I'm gonna get at the top three. You said three teams.
Yeah. Cool. That consists of two or more. So
off top, I'm gonna say Wu-Tang because that's when I started rapping, listening to them. I'm gonna say Wu-Tang. I'm going to say, this is a tough one. Actual groups, I actually came up on Rough Riders, to be honest.
Yeah.
The first. Not them new niggas. No offense, no diss. The old Rough Riders when DMX and the Lox and all them niggas. I'm going to say Rough Riders, Wu-Tang. And I'm going to give the last one to... Ooh, this is tough. Actual groups. I'm going to say Outkast. Because I want to put Andre 3000 in that. So I'm going to say Outkast. The last group. Right. Yeah.
All
right. You said top three producers?
Producers.
Golly. Now, that's tough.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right, I'm gonna go back and say Ninth Wonder. He's one of my favorite producers.
God damn,
this is tough. Ninth Wonder. Wow. When I was coming up, it was, I'm gonna say Just Blaze.
All right.
And now I'm gonna say the new hot guy that I like his sound is, I'm gonna get him to get out the Dr. Dre.
All right.
Just him from being relevant from then all the way to now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it. That was tough. Those were tough questions. I ain't even met those.
Well, everybody gets it. Everybody.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. It's serious. Definitely serious. Yo, fam, you got a home here. So anything you try and push. Music, you dropping a new record or whatever, shoot it over, baby. Throw it on.
Word up. Look for all the love, man. Fuck with Nicholas Cage. Now follow me on Twitter at Sorry the Kid. If y'all hear Yurt on the track, that's me. If y'all hear Thumb Sauce on the track, that's me. You know what I'm saying? So search my name on live mixtapes about once a month. I'm dropping a new mixtape or hosting something. Y'all want to keep in touch with me. Y'all really my fans. I know y'all going to support and follow what I'm doing regardless. So just search my name, Sorry the Kid, on any of those websites, and I guarantee something new is going to pop up. We're going to do the recycling, man. We keep new material. staying. I'm in the booth right now, literally, as we speak, talking to y'all just to get this because it's peace and quiet in here. So, yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Y'all already know, man. Yo, hold the line because I want to get a drop from you real quick, too. All right?
All right. I bet.
All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Bam! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do them. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy.
Clap your hands until the heat, y'all. Because the heat will make you clap your hands. You say, you go to one for the cash, two for the safe.
This is ringtone murder.
Let's dog the play.
Put bars like a bullet, blow your head right off. Hand on the trigger, pull it, give your mouth a night off. Give your sound man a C note to cut your mic off. The promoters need me, nigga, you just to write off. After that, hit the dressing room, turn the lights off. Score on the fourth broad, let her break my pipe off. I use the word off 7 times in the rhyme. You dumb enough to think I got a limited mind. But before you start tweaking, critiquing, press and rewind. Einstein, understand that your third eye's blind. You lack creativity, that's why you don't shine. They calling me a genius, it's about time. I'm like the tattoos on your mama's behind. I bounce up and down and at the end I'm a sign. And I will humiliate anybody that want it. I'm back on top and hurts, little homie, don't it.
Clap your hands until the heat, y'all. Because the heat will make you clap your hands. Just say, you go to one for the cash, two for the safe.
This is ringtone murder.
Let's dog the play.
Obvious, these clowns don't know who I am. Must have didn't get the message, nigga, check your spam. Get your facts right, take your dick out your hand. No homo, but you probably on the low-low, damn. They call me Uncle L, I'm from the north side of Queens. Now you looking at me like, what does that mean? It means I crush you and every coward in between. For sounding like girls with them sweet 16s. And I don't give a fuck about who's old or young. From what I hear, the graveyard got room for everyone. Test Big Ellie, come and get your head sprung. Which coffin you want, the blue or the red one? I ain't gangbanging, that ain't the motherfucking point. The point is, I spark these niggas like dust joints. The point is, you gon' pay me what you owe me plus points. Listen to the sound of revenge, it's my voice.
Clap your hands until the heat, y'all. Because the heat'll make you clap your hands. Just say, you go to one for the cash, two for the safe.
This is ringtone.
Check it out, it's your man, .x, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. He on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip-hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is, .x, the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
Hey, hello, man.
New York, what's good? Stand up, it's your boy, Max Biggie Belly, fresh out the can. Okay, $2 million bells. Stand up. I know y'all forgot about me, but I'm back like I left my car keys.
Ow.
Remix. Max Bigger Bell, let's get it in. Let's go.
I got a 50, it's a 50, and the shower ling in my soul ling in my clothes. I was riding in the bucket, he was riding in the drop top. Oh. I still love the whipping, and when he ain't got the power, started popping on the stove. Popping on the stove. And I'm blowing the dust. Trip to the Bahamas as a spin. Through my condo in my Calvin Klein pajamas. Like I beat the split, but it made me mom. Flowing on some shit. Probably bigger than my baby arm. Bitch, the lady arms.
So she come to me for comfort. Bitch, your baby mom, now she come to me for comes work. Gun work, got it if the nigga buzz. Pop it as a nigga mug. Watch the figure vibe, trying to see this nigga die. Right? I ain't giving no mercy. Baby needs shoes and my niggas is thirsty. Lady want a nigga back in. Fucking fat bitch. I keep the extra Mac 10. You can find me in the trap on the 8M. Pumpers in the store right next to the Jamaican. So I'ma shake him, break him, take him to the basket. Your mama pick the shoe while they lay you in your casket. Ow.
Warning.
Bitches love it when I pull up. They don't know where the roof is. They don't even know the name. They like, ooh, that shit looks stupid now. All them chickens flocking like, ooh, this nigga ruthless. Trying to blow a nigga spot up like, ooh, he with a new chick. But a nigga so fresh to death, shooting time. Nah, a nigga fresh to death, suicide. Matter of fact, a nigga fresher than a view. Like, yak sipping, getting poolside. Nigga, woofside. I'm cooler than any free. Don't like me, so what, bitch? Go work that shit out in sanity. My only competition's when I look in that vanity. Until then, I be chilling bad, bitch, in that canopy. Feet up, feet up. But I ain't talking that gangster shit. I'm talking that new yacht, trying to figure how I should anchor this. This that killer flow. Ain't no way you can anchor this. This that Skrilla flow. I'm headed over to the bank with this. Gorilla flow. Jungle music. Money, Mims, weather, bitch, I'm undisputed. Since life is so damn precious, you don't wanna lose it. So if you pull that shit on me, you just might wanna use it. You take my shit over my dead body. Hold up, I got this shit, don't worry about it. Black us, black us, black us, black us, black us, bang. I'm about to light this bitch up like I'm swag us, black us, bang. Fuck that though, I got mad bitches, and all you see is bad bitches. Too many squares is in your circle, at least you know why you don't have bitches. Ass betting, can't fuck with you, that's bad business. Some of you niggas act like bitches, and I call that drag business.
Look, niggas talking greasy, ooh, they talking greasy. I would put them in the grave, but that'd be way too easy. If it's hot, get out the kitchen, a.k.a. stop the bitching. I will raise my firearm if I feel some type of suspicion. Key in the whip, he in the script, ignition. I don't care if you bulletproof, nigga, or been to prison. I ain't scared of none of y'all, ooh, I hope he listen. This ain't a tweet, it's the street, this the bullet, this the heat, this the clip. I'm asserting it, ooh, they get to bursting. Made back to motherfucker curtain for certain. Hospital near you, you laid up hurting, cursing, but you never said to me in person. The doctor's on his way, so hey, bring the nurses, cause I ain't been a loser since my first win. Sure as the earth spin, Brooklyn, the borough they did my birth in. Warning, sleep on me, grenade in your mouth when you yawning. Super Bashy, what up? Mims, what up? It's XL 508. Yeah, look, yo, these niggas praying, son, they faking. Ooh, these niggas draws, I make it hot like Satan. Step in the booth with the guard, leave with bruises and scars. The flow is Marciano, undefeated, hard to handle. Act hard boiled and get scrambled, just a sample. Quick crease for your needs, son, I got ample. You a problem doing chalkboard, don't be an example. Make me have to show them what you equate to. A fake dude who imitate fools, you don't make moves. Me, I'm West Welker in the spot. Run my route, shake the D while I'm trying to get the guap. Son, this nigga hot, bad seed, where'd you find him? 508 City, a champ, let me remind him. Look, I'm on my clear pill shit, feeling limitless. You just on one, so that beat, what the difference is? Fuck a nigga image shit, I'm really living this. You been forewarned, take heed or get injured, bitch.
Oh, this is my motherfucking shit right here. Yeah, y'all niggas see? Y'all see it? Y'all see how I'm fucking the game up? Y'all see how I'm fucking this motherfucking video game up? Just like I be fucking this rap shit up.
fucking the streets up. Back on my bullshit, so serious. Oh shit. DJ Scratch, you's a motherfucker for this one, nigga. Busy Womack, aka Lil Fame, I see you, nigga. MOP. Let me stop playing with you, niggas.
Let's get straight to the verse, bitch. Look, fuck the chorus. A bouquet fly with your face like I'm a florist. I beat you in your face for about an hour till your shit swell up like a rosebud and burst into a flower. I put one in your head till your cheeks suck in and lips pucker up like a taste bud sour. Sometimes I hate it getting sweaty, whipping on niggas, had them looking animated. 2010 fly nigga went on the road speaking in code. Do my coke deal up on the Twitter, I was maxing and relaxing in. Till the niggas scratch stepping your beat to kill niggas like I'm playing Galaxian. Back to seal up the gap up in the culture of the street shit like I'm feeding you medicine for ulcers. I'm holding you niggas accountable, that's what adults does. You niggas is food, it's hard to save you from the vultures. From continent to continent, I travel while niggas is motherfucking competent. I'll unravel your ass, don't need to get too confident. Under the gravel and grass, why you ask your honor? Get another person to tell you instead of hoping and a wishing. See, I don't know nothing, I warned them bitch wouldn't listen. I'm like a naval missile aiming at niggas, leave them looking like shameful situations.
Ain't no mistaking when you come around us. Don't even ask me. Violate, nigga, and I'ma play your ass like arcade. Like
now,
arcade.
If you even want a problem like that, nigga.
Behind you, don't look back.
Don't do that.
Cause you can get your shit pushed back. Motherfuckers, keep walking and be on your way.
Motherfuckers better respect your jokes. Look at that ass whoop, stressed out, left it.
Fuck a bus with it.
I leave headshots the same. Bad man in the streets, oasis. I fuck hood rats, I even fuck Caucasians. Extra, extra. For real, no publicity stunts. My heart pump, electricity pump. I will pop on Apollos and leave you in the coma, scribbled up like the pepper on a hot sauce bottle. Niggas talking that Barack shit, putting up a black fist.
What?
Nigga, fuck that.
What?
Where your love at?
What?
The dope thing still ask me where the drugs at. The chicken head still ask where the bud at. I ain't gone since way back, I was that. Money, cash, oh, yep, I done that. Prominent, dominant, been through all kind of shit. Respect my conglomerate. I don't even know what that word means. You see me stressed. My baby mama put my ass out quicker than Jimmy Iovine with no
love,
no
clue,
and
no ID.
All I got is this Henny bottle hooked up to my IV.
It's more ain't no mistaking when you come around us. Don't even ask me. Violate, nigga, and I'ma play your ass like arcade. Like
now,
arcade.
If you even want a problem like that, nigga.
Behind you, don't look back.
Don't do that.
Cause you can get your shit pushed back.
Blah,
motherfuckers, keep walking and be on your way.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your boy XL. You're now rocking with Six Man Radio, home on dope contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know my homie Bad C, Six Man all day.
Is the endless? Yeah, Six Man Radio.
Ziggy Smalls.
Yeah, it's the illest. Six Man
Another
Radio.
Another dope show. Yeah. Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nigga Last Taste.
Nigga Last
Taste.
You never gonna let me live that down ever, huh?
Oh, man. But it was a, you know, it's a twang to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
why would I let you live it down? You love it. Hate it.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck it up. We got the blue. Yo, I'm going to do a blooper reel, and I'm going to have that for New Year's.
Nice.
So, you know, all the funny shit. Yo, all the funny shit is going to be on that blooper reel. Yeah.
Big love and shout out to Fiery the Kid. That was a dope interview.
Very interesting
young man there. Very interesting.
Yeah. He's dope. You know, he interviews well and he got dope music. You know, he's gonna be all right, man.
Definitely. Right. Definitely.
So, you know, we about to get us out of here.
But before we get out of here, there is one thing I wanted to say. A couple of months ago, I reported, your man LL, we love you, LL, you know, thief tried to break into his crib and he handled business, you know, broke some nose or rib.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's coming out with an album. Oh, yeah. He decided it's time for some new music from LL Cool J, y'all. Just think about that.
I don't know, man.
He's coming out with it, so.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
And he's got something out right now called Take It.
Yeah, he had a joint out called Ratchet, too.
He does?
Yeah, it was about a month
ago.
Oh,
but you know how he announced it. He announced it on MySpace. Dun, dun, dun.
On MySpace?
Yeah.
Wow.
He announced it on MySpace. Yeah. He took to MySpace to announce he's going to be releasing his 13th album. Yep, sure is.
Ain't it his 14th?
It says 13. I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
You know something I don't know? I don't know.
Yeah, because the last album was called Exit 13, because I was a person.
I don't know.
Shout out to Al. Uncle Al, Future of the Funk. Records all recorded, minus all the junk. You can spread gossip and believe what you must, but I slam dunk punks and make a bite the dust. A minute is needed to make a foamy, won't he bleed? And put him in a bucket like a chicken feed. Check out the
I think
of the litter,
you
want to
hear this next
night.
Album. Yeah, I think you're looking forward to it. It's Authentic Hip Hop. That's the name of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Al, man. Shout out to LL Cool Jeezy, you know. And we're going to get up out of here, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. And
next
then all
Saturday.
That. See y'all next week and shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get up out of here with Nas, a classic joint, man. Stay Chiseled featuring Lost Professor, Six Man Radio. We love y'all. We see y'all next week.
Peace.
Stay chiseled like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cup, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows. So stay chiseled.
Hey yo, Nas, I was telling them niggas on the Ave the same shit the other day.
Bye.
Kids gotta stay sharp.
No doubt.
Or stay chiseled.
Yo, performing chest naked. I'm looking sharp for the peoples, not in my physical form. Strong thoughts, I'm cock diesel. Brolic with knowledge, so flow with me. Intelligence benching, 4,000 and 450. Light a dumbbell L. Inhale and hear the lunch bell ring, sweating. Working up an appetite setting. Mental calisthenics got my mind stretching. Then I release it. Have my whole frame bulging under diamond pieces. Take the weight of the world on my shoulders. I hold it so I consume most of the pain for my niggas I roll with. Cause see, the streets ain't no Gold's Gym, Poppy. And if I feel it going down, then my niggas will spot me. Without the mind, the body weight don't even mean nothing. Let's take three brothers and put them in the bing or something. Who's gonna survive? The wise man, the fool, or the warrior? Well, if all of their minds are chiseled, then all of them stay chiseled like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga. Bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows. So stay chiseled. I stay proper from my head to my feet. I dead the red meat, the best weed. I dead a stressful chick, so now I'm stress free. Cause life's too short for heartaches, this fucking party. Buy trucks and Ferraris, drive across the globe, why not? Sick of the same spot, move to the next. It's real niggas everywhere, bigger business plans, bigger connects. Every woman to one man is 10 to 1. Without the feeling of someone making you scared to get up and run, it's called escaping, the mental raping. How can the mind grow when you stagnant around dudes who too slow? My brother's trifling, pushing cars the color of lightning. Read the writing in my skin, it spells God, son. There'll always be another coming up. A killer got a mom, son, that's why his luck is never running up. She prays for him. He's taking over your position, love, doing what you used to do, being who you was. Stay chiseled like a boxer, wife beater by Fila. Lou Ferrigno, Arnold Schwarzenegger type CeeLo. Stay chiseled, check your paper, nigga.
bring the bar to your chest, then push it up harder than the rest. Stay chiseled, precisely cut, sharp the fuck. You thought this was a game, we came to charge you up. So take it to the brain, late peoples. Know how to throw them things, swift on them toes, knock out blows.
Let me hear you say, hey,
get money,
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 hey.
Now let's go, cause when worse come to worse, my people's gone first. So if you ain't busting down, please disperse. Please disperse, please disperse. I knew I never should have bought that teaser purse. But homie, that's what happens when you're in the dirt. And I guess that's what happens when you wish in reverse. And you on the east side between second and first. And you pull up on the star and she dressed as a nurse. And you tell her all the things you might have hid in the verse. And surprising to you, manuscript really works. So she gives you all her numbers plus a name and a track. And you made sure it's right when you hit the alert. Then you call her up tomorrow and you scoop her from work. Then you bring her around the way and a cougar berserk. Now the only question left is really who's going first. And if you can't find the condoms, then you go and search. And by the time you get back, shorty way more than broke. And she done buttoned up a blouse and pulled up a skirt. And now you ask her what's wrong and what went wrong. If you can't get her calm, then you really ain't a dawn. Now she yelling out cons, you played yourself. I wish the player that I met would have stayed herself. Which made me say to myself, I need to drive the chick off. For the police at the door and they blocking me off. Cause you know she set the fine like a Christian in church. So I ain't had no other choice but tell the chick disperse. Cause when words come to first, my people's come first. So if you ain't busting down, please disperse.
Grey Goose, this is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.